Thanks for joining Impact Boom. On this episode,
tap into that passion and get really clear on what it is that you want to do for whatever that social impact is. What is it that connects you back to your community or the purpose that you want to have in your business or organization or nonprofit or whatever it is? And it's okay to not have all the answers.
Welcome to impactboom.org. We search the globe to find the people, stories, ideas, and inspiration to help you create maximum positive impact. Each week, Impact Boom brings you thought-provoking interviews with world-leading practitioners passionate about creating positive social change. These designers, social entrepreneurs, educators, innovators, thinkers, and doers share their projects, initiatives, thoughts, and insights on creating a better world. You can find all the stories, links, and other great content at impactboom.org. Follow us on Facebook or Twitter for the latest updates, or subscribe to the newsletter or on iTunes.
Thanks for listening to episode 477 of Impact Boom. My name's Indio Miles, and I'm passionate about communicating the initiatives and enterprises causing sustainable and positive change globally. Today, we're speaking with Vicky Pozzebon. Vicky is the CEO and principal consultant of Prospera Partners, a social good consulting firm that works with small business owners, social entrepreneurs, and nonprofits on thoughtful business planning, systems change, transformational leadership, and more. At Prospera Partners, Vicky designs and facilitates retreats, workshops, and communities of practice that inspire community leaders and social entrepreneurs into transformational action. She also works with nonprofits and social entrepreneurs to grow programs and businesses with thoughtful social impact strategies for success. Her training in the art of hosting and World Cafe methods of facilitation and early days as a theatrical director, playwright, and an activist performer helped Vicky bring humor, heart, and actionable tasks to anything she designs or leads. Her articles appear in the Nonprofit Quarterly, Philanthropy Journal, and others. Vicky also hosts Prospera Partners podcast, Impact Out Loud, for conversations on creating real positive change for communities. On today's podcast, we'll be discussing why the social enterprise model is key to creating grassroots change, and how it can generate better outcomes for local communities, and how she is helping entrepreneurs embrace practices such as transformational leadership, systems thinking, and business strategy. Vicky, thank you so much for joining us today on the Impact Boom podcast. We're really, really excited to have you here and to be having this conversation.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here too.
Excellent. So to start off, can we just please hear a bit more about your background? And what was it that eventually led to your work in impact consulting, social enterprises, and other impact organizations?
Yeah, it's sort of not a straight line, that's for sure. as my bio, you were reading about my background in the theater arts way back when, and I was thinking about this recently, that my experience in doing a lot of social justice type theater and directing shows that really put issues on stage back in my 20s and early 30s, and then getting into work in a whole different area. I worked for a train, like a passenger train and freight train that also did tourism and reenacted some historical enactments on the railroad here where I'm based in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And we were the first green train west of the Mississippi. And what that means is that we were actually like recycling everything on board. We were using solar panels to power all the trains and music and everything that we needed on our train cars. And we ran on biofuel. And we were the first train west of the Mississippi to do all of that. And we were very much a social conscious business. And I had never worked for anything quite like that ever before, coming from the theater world. And I was the marketing and PR director at that company and really got into socially conscious businesses and what does that responsibility mean for community. And that led me into being on the board of directors of an organization called the Santa Fe Independent Business Alliance. And I became the executive director of that organization, which was deeply rooted in creating community impact for locally owned independent businesses and really fighting corporations, fighting the big box stores, et cetera, and fighting legislation and policy, and instead advocating for locally owned independent businesses and what that means for socially responsible businesses as well. So that's a little bit about my background. And I did that for about 6.5 years and then started my consulting company in 2012.
And I mean, that's a perfect lead in to you becoming the founder and CEO of Prospera Partners and looking at more of this work with these social impact organizations that you encountered for your early career. So can you share more about your current work, what you were doing, and the services that you're providing to these impact-led businesses?
Yeah, my interest in starting my own consulting business was really to do the work with and alongside the business owners and the folks that were doing economic development in city agencies, municipalities, local government, state government, and working with folks who really wanted to create better local economy systems. And that led to strategic planning kind of work. It leads to community engagement work where we host community conversations around impact, sometimes with our clients specifically for their own organizations or for the work of creating a system, for instance, around some of our work has been in the local farm and agriculture movement and creating economy systems around farming and the supply chains around agricultural systems and getting into bigger markets, different markets like anchor institutions, restaurants, and direct to consumers as well. So we do strategic planning, we do community engagement process, we do facilitation, and we design and host workshops for leaders in the nonprofit sector on transformational change and leadership in the impact sector.
Wow, that's a lot of wraparound support, right? To support in so many different areas for these professionals. It must be an amazing opportunity, I'm sure, to work with you in that space. And if we're looking now, you talked a lot about, I love these terms that you're throwing around in local economy or grassroots organizations, those local, smaller businesses, right? I think in this business space, we tend to look towards the unicorns, right? The multi-billion dollar companies mm-hmm. that are out there and in 200 different countries, right? And a lot of your work is focusing more on this grassroots level. So if we're looking at local businesses, especially in creating a social impact, what superpowers and advantages do they have compared to a large corporation when trying to make a difference?
I love this question. I think that locally owned independent businesses have huge superpowers. And it's around their numbers. If they can actually get together to form alliances, organizations, networks, et cetera, they have stronger advocacy ability, right? To go up against certain legislation, policymaking, et cetera. So I think that's an important superpower that they have. It's using their voice as a business owner. And I think that they are much more agile and flexible to be able to respond to community needs. We hear stories about corporations being able to donate to special things in communities or events or sponsor things. Corporations set up foundations in order to give away profits. But community-based businesses, locally owned businesses, are in that community, right? They live there. They are neighbors of ours. Yeah. They are friends of ours. And they are deeply rooted and invested in their own communities. And that often means paying a better wage in order to attract and retain their employees. It means truly having impact, even if it's just for their little neighborhood and providing a service like being a local, like a mom and pop owned little grocery store on the corner store concept in a neighborhood just to serve their little neighborhood because there isn't a grocery store within a certain radius to serve their community. So they're providing often a better product, a healthier product. And I use the case for local bookstores too, locally owned independent bookstores and what they provide. Mm-hmm. So much more conversation is happening in a local bookstore because of the events that they're hosting, the authors that they're putting in their events who are mostly going to be smaller authors, regional authors, and just hosting those community events. Those locally owned independent bookstores can be like the hotbed of great conversation and community engagement. So I love local businesses for those reasons.
Mm, Yeah, exactly. And I mean, when we steer the conversation to all of these larger organizations, I think that this is such a missed opportunity. And hearing you speak about it and hearing about all of this potential impact that's just out there to be created, and if we really worked harder to support that space as well, those local businesses and that local economy, we could really see a lot of impact there. So thank you so much for sharing that with our audience there, Vicky. And we've also covered it a lot in your bio, and a lot of your work with entrepreneurs or impact professionals is around this term of transformational leadership. And this is talked about a lot in whether it's like this academic term or whether it's in this professional development space. But with you being a bit more of an expert on that topic, can you share what is this concept? Can you discuss a bit more about it and really break that concept down of transformational leadership? And where are there opportunities for social entrepreneurs to be applying this practice?
I'm glad that you mentioned it in terms of there's so many different ways to approach transformational leadership, from the academic level to the sort of intuitive, more spiritual level too. A lot of folks, you know, conscious consumerism, conscious business owners, et cetera, et cetera, often means spiritual or getting into the mindfulness space. So transformational leadership for me and for us as a company means truly working within a framework that we call I, we, and it. So I being me, who am I in this work? What do I need as a leader in the work? And who are we as leaders in the work together? And what do we need as leaders to do the work together? And then it being the work itself. And in order to transform systems and in order to transform the work, we have to transform ourselves. So we have to start with I, and then we have to integrate into working with others in community, in our own organizations, in our projects, or whatever it is, and then really being able to focus on the work through that transformation.
Wow. Yeah, that's a really great way to break it down. And I mean, I think for me personally, when I've encountered that term, transformational leadership, I've been a bit scared, right? Of all that it can ail, and almost been a bit thrown off by how big a concept, but breaking it down into those smaller components, I think really helps. So thank you so much for sharing a bit of that there, Vicky. And if we're looking now a bit more broadly to the movement as a whole, and whether that be on that global stage or maybe more on that local community level, what is required to mainstream the Business for Good movement and to create these thriving communities?
Yeah, that's a great question right now in this day and age, especially recovering from the pandemic too. We have gone through so much globally and locally and regionally. And I think that consumer awareness, education around what does it mean to be a socially good business? What does it mean to be a social enterprise? You know, these terms have been around for a while now, many years, and they are starting to become more common. And they are still misunderstood. And I believe in a much bigger umbrella of social enterprise that includes our nonprofits, and it includes the locally owned independent businesses that don't consider themselves to be social enterprise, but they really are, because they are, as I said, rooted in their communities and sometimes doing community impact without calling it these things. I think getting consumers to be more aware, to be educated enough to want to say, you know what, I'm choosing this business over this one because of its values, because of the impact that it has, because of its connections to community. And I think just that public awareness is key to everything in so many ways.
Yeah, building that awareness around the movement, absolutely key to seeing that grow a bit more. And do you have any key piece of advice that you would share with a social entrepreneur or a community builder or impact specialist or whatever term they want to label themselves with? Do you have any advice for them if they're starting out on their journey to make a difference?
There's no one way, right? Everyone has a different way to come at this work and a passion for why they're doing it. So really tap into that passion and get really clear on what it is that you want to do for whatever that social impact is. What is it that connects you back to your community or the purpose that you want to have in your business or organization or nonprofit or whatever it is? And it's okay to not have all the answers. I work with so many entrepreneurs who think they have to have it all figured out right away. And you don't, because none of us did. None of us do. And it's okay to not know those answers. it's also okay to hire people who are smarter than you.
Yeah, that's really good. It's very comforting to hear that, right? I mean, we're all figuring it out in this space. We're all breaking new ground. So thank you for sharing that, Vicky. And we're starting to move in towards the end of our interview here, but I've just got two quick questions to add in the end, right, about what inspires you in your career, right? So the first is, are there any projects or initiatives that you've come across recently that you see creating a positive social change and that are informing your practice and work?
Yeah, I mean, it's tied to what I just said, that we need more awareness around social enterprise, but I also think there is more awareness now because, as we saw during the pandemic, folks were so hyper-focused on local, right? Like, oh my gosh, I need to be able to walk to my neighborhood store safely, or I need to get with my provisions that I need. We saw in my hometown here in New Mexico, we saw a pizza joint that was selling items that they were getting in mass quantities for delivery for their own business. And they were divvying it up so that people in their community could buy eggs and milk and things like that, right? So it was a really smart way for them to stay in business and to serve their community in a really serious time of need when the supply chains were cut off. So I think we've come to a point of more awareness, and that inspires me to keep doing this work. And I'll tell you, just meeting more people in this work, like you and with like others who are interested in getting into social impact work, that inspires me too, because it takes each of us together to do the work.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic to hear that kind of brings you that energy as well. I mean, it's same for me with this podcast. I love being able to speak to people like yourself and others in the sector who are just really passionate, really making a difference, really motivated and getting out there and amongst it. So thank you for sharing that, Vicky. And to finish off now, are there any books or resources that you would recommend to our listeners, whether they're social enterprise related or self-development related or even fiction, whatever that might be, podcasts, anything you'd like to share with our audience?
Sure. Well, it's a shameless plug for self-promotion here. We actually have a resources list on our website at prosperapartners.org. And we have a bookshop, actually. And it's where we list all of our favorite books, from everything from leadership issues to nonprofit to social enterprise. But I do want to plug a good friend of mine who is in this world. He owns a coffee shop in Ohio. And he wrote a book recently called Radical Business, The Root of Your Work and How It Can Change the World. And I think it's a great book because it's really accessible and breaks down how to do good business. And it includes the local independent business owner voice. And so it's not just about social enterprise, it's about being a good business, period. I just want to do a plug for my friend David Gaines and his book, Radical Business, which is available on our bookshop on our website at prosperapartners.org.
That book there, Radical Business, Prospera Partners, all of the initiatives, enterprises, resources that we've talked about today in this interview will be linked in at the end of the article. So the listeners or readers, if they're reading the interview transcript on our website, they'll be able to check all of that out and learn a bit more about what's going on in the wacky, wide, wonderful world of social enterprise around them. So thank you so much for sharing that, Vicky. And that does unfortunately bring us to the end of our interview today for the Impact Boom podcast. I just want to say, on behalf of our team, thank you so much for joining us. We've really enjoyed having you on the podcast and being able to share your insights and some of your wisdom and all of the work that you're doing. And we really look forward to following it more into the future and seeing all of the impact that you create. So thank you once again and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Impact Boom. You'll find links to the initiatives, people, and resources mentioned in this podcast on impactboom.org. Please leave your comments below. And remember, we'll be publishing fresh inspiration and insights to help you create positive impact every week on the website, Facebook page, and Twitter.